The letter D. The dark side. The dark side is that segment of the spirit world made up of those who've rejected God and his laws of humanity, integrity, compassion, and non-judgmental love. Those who occupy the dark side will be called dark entities for this discussion. Their polar opposites, those who embrace and revere God and the white light of the Holy Spirit, will be called white entities. Please, don't even let it enter your mind that dark and white have anything to do with race or skin color. The mere suggestion of any such thing is offensive. God didn't create the insidious, evil negativity that rules the world of the dark side. What he created is spirits endowed with free will. And some spirits use that free will to turn their backs on their creator and pursue lives unencumbered by responsibility to anyone but themselves. Their choice, not God's. And there's no horned, pitchfork-carrying God who presides over the dark side from his throne in hell. For that matter, there is no hell. But dark entities are their own masters, too narcissistic to believe in a being superior to them, and they bring up Satan and other mythical devils only when they're facing consequences they don't like and need someone else to blame. The dark side exists in both human and spirit form, just as we white entities do. In human form, they look exactly like the rest of us. Don't forget, if it weren't for the choices they've made, they would be the rest of us. They might be a family member, a lover or spouse, a next-door neighbor, a coworker, a supposed friend. In spirit form, their negative energy can deeply affect everything from mechanical and electrical devices to our mental health without our even realizing what's happening. But whether they're in human form or spirit form, the entities of the dark side all share the same basic qualities. They have no conscience, no genuine remorse, and no sense of responsibility for their actions. They take all the credit and none of the blame for everything that happens around them. And self-justification is their first and only response to criticism. In psychiatric terms, they're true sociopaths. They mimic human behavior brilliantly without ever really feeling it. They can simulate extraordinary charm, sensitivity, empathy, love, regret, even devout piety, if they can use it to their advantage to gain our trust. Once the act is worked, as it often does, they promptly drop it, having no further use for it, and frankly, finding it to be too much work. We white entities, because our emotions and faith are genuine, have trouble imagining that we've been witnessing a performance. So we stay around, trying desperately to resuscitate that wonderful person we're sure is in there, because we saw them with our own eyes, unable to grasp that that wonderful person never really existed in the first place. As far as the dark side is concerned, we white entities are nothing but a collection of walking mirrors. If their reflections through our eyes are flattering, we're valuable to them. But the minute we catch on that we've been looking at a mask and they no longer like the way they look in our mirror, they'll react in one or two ways. They'll get as far away from us as possible, or they'll repeat the performance that won our approval in the first place in hope of winning it again. Dark entities live by their own self-serving rules, which change at their convenience and don't necessarily apply to anyone else around them. In their minds, their behavior is always acceptable, but they might become outraged or deeply wounded if someone else aims that same behavior at them. The result is that the white entities close to them are kept constantly off balance, which gives the dark entity that much more power. The goal of the dark entity isn't to turn a white entity dark. They know that can't be done. Their goal is to extinguish the white entity's light, since darkness can't exist where there's light. They don't necessarily try to destroy the white entity physically. More often, they'll simply create as much emotional turbulence, self-doubt, guilt, and depression as possible in as many white entities as they can seduce into trusting them. Dark entities rarely enjoy each other's company. With no light to extinguish, no flattering reflection to gaze into, and no control to be gained over someone with the same bag of tricks, what possibly would be the point? Instead, they deliberately seek us out. And at least once in our lives, we're likely to seek them out too. It has nothing to do with being stupid. It has to do with taking our spiritual responsibility seriously and believing it's our moral responsibility to reach out to someone we perceive to be lost, in trouble, or misunderstood. Now, about this myth of being able to help a dark entity. It's against our humanitarian instincts to turn our back on a child of God who needs us. But I promise, when it's the dark side you're up against, you're wasting your time. A dark entity can't be turned white, any more than a white entity can be turned dark. You can't appeal to a conscience that doesn't exist. You can't inspire genuine remorse in someone who takes no responsibility for his actions. And you can't ignite sincere love in someone who loves God himself only on an as-needed basis. I say this as both a spiritual psychic and as a person who's learned the hard way. If there's a dark entity in your life, in Jesus' own words, shake off the dust from your feet. No discussion of who dark entities are would be complete without making it clear who they aren't. Not all murderers and other violent criminals are dark entities. Not everyone who's ever hurt you is a dark entity. Not everyone who's ill-tempered or hard to get along with is a dark entity. Not everyone you don't like or who doesn't like you is a dark entity. There are white entities I don't like. There are white entities who don't like me. This isn't about labeling people or passing judgment or, worst of all, becoming a spiritual snob, which can be just as repelling as the dark side itself. It's simply about learning how and why we need to pay close attention to who's in our lives. True, we wrote every one of those people into our charts before we came here. But we wrote in some of them to teach us the wisdom of knowing when to walk away, the one area in which the dark side can be of use to us for a change.